Welcome to the No Sports Report, a production of iHeartRadio and Treefort Media. My name is Jensen Karp, and I'm a sports fan. So currently, I'm bored as hell. If I want to watch sports, I'm stuck watching the 1994 Eastern Conference Finals Game 3 and pretending I don't remember the Bulls 1-2. It's very hard to trick myself. Without any real sports to follow, I continue to talk to athletes and sports industry professionals about what they're doing in quarantine, hoping to figure out if they miss competing as much as I miss watching it. This is the No Sports Report. Beyond being extremely talented when it comes to athletics, Greg Jennings was always at the right place at the right time when it came to being a Green Bay Packer, which is technically the job of being a wide receiver. He caught two touchdown passes in Super Bowl 45, leading the Packers over the Steelers, and that's the extremely talented part. But he was also touchdown 400 for Brett Favre, a feat only five other quarterbacks in history have accomplished. Then he caught touchdown 420, which tied Favre with Dan Marino in fourth place for most all-time in the NFL. Oh, he also caught 421, which broke that tie. To say he was a favorite option of Favre's would be an understatement. But his time in Green Bay came to a somewhat messy end, sending him to join the Minnesota Vikings, then the Miami Dolphins, until he retired after 10 seasons in 2016. You can now see Greg as a Fox analyst, still working in the game he loves, but he has his sights set on much more. From architecture, to his wife's clothing business, to an up-and-coming career in competitive bodybuilding, these are all things he's thinking about while stuck at home. And he's looking back on his time in the NFL with pride and some regret, which he's man enough now to admit. We address how the pandemic can make you think of things bigger than football, how he celebrated his daughter's birthday while in quarantine, and how I would live in his master bathroom if given the chance. This is my discussion with Greg Jennings on the No Sports Report.
Call from
Greg Jennings.
To accept, press 1.
Greg, how's it going, man?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing as well as I can. I wanted to first ask where you're holed up. Where is your quarantine taking place?
Minneapolis, at home.
I have been to Minnesota in both the summer and the winter, and I would say if I'm forced to quarantine and be inside most of my day, I'm hoping it's during the snow.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be inside during the summer around here. It's beautiful outside.
Oh, it is stunning. Who are you quarantining with? I know you have kids and a wife, and is everyone there?
Yes, everyone is here. We have, it's seven of us in the house, my wife and I, and then we have four kids, mm-hmm. and then we have a live-in nanny, and she's been with us for, 5-6 years now.
So how has it been going? I know you have children ranging from 14 to 7. Are you guys homeschooling now?
They're distant learning. The school has put together a curriculum for each one of our grade level students. And we go on their platforms that they've been provided, and we kind of facilitate their assignments.
My son is way too young. He's only 9 months, so I don't have to deal with this yet. But like, I've always appreciated teachers, and I'm sure you have too, but this has to sort of drive home the idea that every teacher should be a millionaire.
Yeah, you know what? You learn to appreciate not only them being able to educate your child, but to just capture their attention and hold their attention. And then the patience, obviously with us having four children, I would like to think, and my kids would say, I have more patience than their mother. Mm-hmm. So we understand all of those things. But when you have to facilitate that, prepare them for lunch, and there's 10 other screaming bodies or little people that want to kind of go crazy, but you're trying to corral them for the longevity of a school day, it is impressive when you think about it.
Oh, yeah. They're wranglers at that point.
They truly are.
They are. So I know that one of your children, I think, celebrated a birthday a few days ago. What is a child's birthday in quarantine like?
I know. We were so quick story. My wife is huge on birthdays.
Okay.
And so the kids are all big on birthdays. She does big birthday parties, blah, blah, blah. And so once we really settled into knowing that our 11-year-old would be having a quarantined birthday. Mm-hmm. It was like a thing to make sure that she was going to be okay and there wasn't going to be any type of residual like emotions that kind of trickled over past her birthday.
Sure.
And so we've been together as a family and playing games, and we tried to get a few presents here. Mm-hmm. And we made it simple. We really didn't do much. It was just, Aaliyah, this is what it is. And she's 11 and she's a gymnast and with a great head on her shoulder. So she understands. And her only request was, so when this is over, we're going to do this again, right?
I think that's what we are for everything. I think everything is like, okay, so next Mother's Day will be a real Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, right.
So when they're not doing homeschooling, how are you keeping them busy? What are you guys doing as sort of extracurricular to keep them active and make sure they're not bouncing off the walls?
Well, we're fortunate. We have a pretty nice sized backyard with the trampoline. And so they're outside, and we started playing tackle football, if you can believe that.
Okay.
And not my request at all or suggestion. And puzzles, we're not big on TV. The kids enjoy TV in the evenings, but mm-hmm. we just try to do things. RC cars, I got them driving my RC cars. They love those things.
I get that.
And they're not slow.
No.
Yeah. Just engaging in all things that families really should have already been doing. And some of these things we were already doing, but now being able to spend so much time with each child and collectively as a whole is really been beautiful. It's been a beautiful thing for us.
That is great. You brought up remote control cars. I have found myself in some deep YouTube holes. I have not been so much playing tackle football with anyone, but I have been on the computer and I found a new obsession of mine. It was suggested to me by the great comedic actor Seth Rogen. He's very into watching these videos of remote control construction sites. Do you know about these?
No.
So people all get together in a large sort of almost, I guess, venue, and they set up a construction site for their remote control cars. And their remote control cars are like large semis or bulldozers. And then they have pretty much a full-on work day with their remote control cars.
Stop it.
I swear. And it looks awesome. I mean, listen, it's a very German thing. I've noticed that everyone who does it seems to be speaking German, which as a Jew, I'm like, maybe I should pick a bigger hobby. But it is such a fun thing to watch. I'm telling you, it'll steal an hour of your day just being like, wow, they're putting together a building.
Oh, wow. I got to check that out. Now that's RC.
RC construction sites. Yeah.
Okay.
You'll love it.
I'll have to check that out.
Normally I leave the suggestions to the end of the podcast, but we'll get to those too. You brought up your backyard. Normally I feel very bad for someone stuck in their house with four children, but I have seen your house online and I don't know if I want to be quarantined anywhere else now. It is beautiful. I would tent up and live in the master bathroom. You helped design it. You went to school for architecture. Could that be something that you take on more if football doesn't come back next season for broadcasting or something? Would you ever want to do that as a job?
You know, I've been in discussions with a couple builders here in town, potentially mulling around the idea of coming on as kind of a consultant when it comes to just home design, both interior and architectural design, that because it's a passion of mine, I enjoy doing it. But it's definitely something that I would be more willing to explore. But right now, man, I think just really diving into assisting my wife mm-hmm. and just really finding that thing, and I believe we have identified what it is, what we're going to do together. And I just enjoy the conversations that we've had. But, man, if football doesn't come back around or sports, mm-hmm. then, yeah, I would love to be all in with architecture.
Yeah, well, you have the talent, that's for sure. The house is beautiful. Since retiring in 2016, you have worked as a Fox Sports analyst, but I did read that a lot of your 2020 focus was going to be entering competitive bodybuilding. So tell me where that passion started.
Man, so Jensen, I'm telling you, my wife, it was inspired by my wife. It really was. She ran a marathon, since has run two halves, and she did it, and she's not a runner, and she thought she had signed up for a half marathon, signed up for the marathon, had 4 months to the marathon, had been training for the half the entire time,
right.
And was like, well, I guess I got to do it. And so she did this, and I'm like, well, what are you going to do? And I was in the airport heading to New York for work, and I see this Muscle and Fitness and Men's Health magazine right next to one another. And I look at both of them, and I think to myself, you know what? I'm going to be on the cover of those. And reached out to Muscle and Fitness and struck up a relationship with some people over there. Mm-hmm. And started my bodybuilding journey. I got a trainer with more knowledge about how to train hypertrophy style training and bodybuilding style training. And I'm currently right now in a personal training certification course by NASM. And we'll get my certification in 4 weeks.
Amazing.
But I've enjoyed this whole idea and never really knew how passionate I was about health and fitness and just training and the ins and outs of it. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, because you had your first competition set for June. Is that still the hope? I mean, obviously things are being derailed a bit.
Yes, it was set for May and it got pushed back to June. And now everything is just kind of on hold. I'm kind of anxious to get on stage and get that first one out the way so that I can continue going. But it's obviously we have bigger fish to fry right now.
Obviously. But how do you stay in that type of bodybuilding shape, stuck at home, limited resources? Because for me, this is the perfect excuse I'd be looking for if I ever told someone I was going to get into bodybuilding. I'd be like, oh, no, I know I said that. But like, look at the pandemic. I can't work out.
Yeah, so I still train. My trainer has a garage that literally doesn't even park his car in the garage. They have an underground parking garage area. He'll come and open it. Mm-hmm. And I can just train right there.
Wow, you,
and he has everything that I need.
Are you friends with Batman? What, I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, we're still able to be like mindful of the whole social distancing and yet still get a really, really probably more effective training session in now than going to the gym.
Yeah, I'm sure. Recently, you made headlines by appearing on a few sports shows and podcasts, showing a lot of regret about how your time ended in Green Bay and some of the words that have been exchanged between you and Aaron Rodgers. I was wondering if something like this pandemic, these drastic measures that we're going through, does it really make you take inventory on things like that, feuds and grudges?
Well, I had honestly spoken about that and had that and shared those sentiments a while back. Mm-hmm. This was a Wisconsin-based radio show with one of my former teammates, Mark Tauscher, and one of the current reporters, Jason Wilde. And I was just having a really candid conversation, which they knew how I felt. But in times like these, it definitely allows you an opportunity or affords you the opportunity to reflect and self-assess and come to grips with some things that you otherwise would have just overlooked or moved out the way or just not even considered any longer. So for me, just talking about it, I know how I am as a human being. I want to enjoy people. I want people to enjoy me.
Yeah.
I don't need that, but I want to leave a positive influence on somebody, not this negative, nasty taste. Like, he's disgusting. I don't like, that's not who I am. So
sure.
For me, if knowing that I could have potentially done that, it there's a part of me that would love to make that wrong right.
Yeah, and now is no better time than now.
Yeah.
More with Greg Jennings after this quick break. Right now, Feeding America is working tirelessly to ensure our most vulnerable populations, like students who are out of school, the elderly, individuals whose jobs are impacted, and low-income families, continue to have access to food and other needed resources during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Feeding America Food Bank Network is committed to serving communities and people facing hunger in America, and their greatest need is donations and support of local food banks. This podcast is committed to donating a portion of the proceeds from the show to Feeding America, and we hope that you can join us in this effort too. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org/COVID-19. Now, let's get back to Greg Jennings. You are from Kalamazoo, Michigan, so I know a little bit about Kalamazoo in a sense of charity and philanthropy. I know the Kalamazoo Promise, which I know a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah.
What an incredible thing. Just, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong. Basically, if you come up within the Kalamazoo school system since elementary school through high school, you can go to any Michigan school for free, including University of Michigan.
Yes, that is correct. It's a promise that a lot of people started. They wanted to bring families into the Kalamazoo community mm-hmm. because there's a lot going on that people don't know about. It's a small city, a small town, if you will, but some very bright and forward-thinking individuals and leaders within that community that really established this promise, and it's been phenomenal. One of the ideas behind it was to increase graduation rate
yeah.
and percentage throughout the Kalamazoo public schooling systems, and it definitely has.
Yeah, I remember seeing some stat where it's like 80% of a spike or something, like some crazy number, mm-hmm. which is awesome. But why I bring it up is because you yourself have started the Greg Jennings Foundation. You were raised in Kalamazoo, known for some of its charitable donations and such. And this is to benefit underprivileged children and youth organizations. You guys give people and groups from either Michigan or Wisconsin grant money, correct?
That was how we started. We started with underprivileged children and families. And then we tailored our focus to youth and education because I felt like you can give people like monetary things, but if you can teach them and educate them on how to become better or how to do whatever it comes next, mm-hmm. then no one can ever take that away from them. And so we did that for years, and then we turned it into a fund. So it's now Greg Jennings Fund, so we don't operate it any longer, mm-hmm. but we still try to do our part with when it comes to giving back in the philanthropic field.
I've talked about it a little bit on the podcast before, but like it's difficult to see where our money should go. It's almost like it should go everywhere. Like your wife, Nicole, runs, I think it's called Queen Anna Clothing Store in North Loop, right?
Yes, Queen Anna House of Fashion.
Yeah. And like the weird part for me is like I also own a small business on the side. And it seems like in these cases, I used to give money to Katrina victims, or I used to give money to battered women, or whatever it was that I felt was the charity. In this case, it almost feels like my small business is the charity. Like we all have our own issues that we're facing here because of the pandemic. And it's hard for me to imagine where the money is going to go other than to keep all of us afloat.
Agreed. Couldn't agree more. What we've experienced and what we're experiencing is it's very historic, but it's an opportunity for us to be bigger and for us to be greater and for us to really show a level of unconditional love that typically isn't displayed in our country or globally. And I was talking to my wife maybe 2 days ago, and this is an opportunity where a lot of people will have closed fists, where they don't want to let go of what they have in their possession because they see it as value and a value, whether that's monetary, whatever that is. But this is the moment where you are to open your hand and let go and let whatever goes out go out, and whatever God desires to bless you with to come in. You know, we've just been trying to live that. And so we've done that, a couple of those things with a couple of small businesses here locally, just to show that unconditional love and support, because we desire for those who are not just in need, but just concerned or worried to feel like, you know what, somebody's thinking about you and it's going to be okay. We get it. We are in this together, and we all truly are.
Yeah, especially locally. That's a great point, is to focus on local since it is so massive. Maybe it's good to have closer vision. If we all do that, we'll be taking care of our own cities.
Mm-hmm.
On a lighter note, you are synonymous with Madden football because of the famous Greg Jennings broken foot meme of you scoring a touchdown with a broken foot. He put the team on his back. I almost know the whole thing perfectly quoted, some of it too explicit to talk about on the podcast. But have you tempted to bust out Madden during quarantine? Are you a video game guy at all?
You know what? I used to be a video game guy. Mm-hmm. And then you have kids and you try to keep them away from the video game so they can focus on school and work and all these different things. And so we're like a wee family where we're just dance and doing things that we can engage the entire family with. My son has recently gotten into some video games, and I play Madden with him or NBA 2K. And actually, I even introduced him to Tecmo Bowl, believe it or not.
Oh, you're showing him the classics.
Yes, and Double Dribble. I mean, it was like giving him candy. And it was like, Daddy, can we go play Tecmo Bowl again? Can we? And I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe this was not a good idea.
As long as he's not picking Bo Jackson, because you know you can't stop him. He just runs right through everyone.
No, you cannot. No, I feel bad now because he didn't know any better, and I got Bo Jackson.
Don't pick the Raiders. That's just beating him up. I know you're a big golfer. Is it killing you not to have that on weekends right now?
You know what? It's tough, especially because my house backs up to the golf course.
Oh, it's like a mirage, Greg.
And then there is, like, I'm sandwiched between a public course and then the country club. And so you got everybody out on the golf course is walking, and it's like the groundsmen and the maintenance guys are making the greens, and everything looks so beautiful. And, you just wish you were on the golf course for a different reason versus just going for a walk.
Well, hopefully in due time. With the kids around the house, is there a date night existing? Is that possible? How do couples handle this? I know with my wife, we have to put the baby down and then try our hardest to not just want to unwind by looking at our phones. It's a hard balance.
Man, it really is. And for us, we've just learned to incorporate the kids. Like, they've been in our bed probably 3 out of the last 5 nights for a movie night, which typically we would not do because they would be in school, like real school, versus the homing school. So we've been spending a lot of time even with the kids around.
That's great. Well, we like to wrap it up a bit with something slightly positive and then something stupid. So first, let's start with the positive. Is there anything you think that we've adapted during this time that you hope that we will take with us even when everything clears up?
Well, I hope that everybody understands the importance of being healthy and sanitary.
Yeah.
Like, as if you weren't before, and just the idea of knowing how frequently someone would not wash their hands. I think more of us will be mindful moving forward, even if this all is to pass over, which COVID is not going anywhere.
Right.
Like, the coronavirus is here to stay. Like, until we're going to create a vaccine, an antibiotic, but it's going to be here to stay. So it's not something that's going to just disappear. And so I think there's going to be more of us that are going to be more mindful of our cardiorespiratory system and being more physically fit so that our bodies can fight off viruses like this. And then obviously the sanitary piece.
Yeah, I'm sure. Lastly, some suggestions for you. I've been giving everyone some suggestions to do during quarantine. It sounds like you have your hands full, but I'm still going to give you some ideas. First, I don't know if you have one. You could beat me to it and say you already have one. But a Pinterest page, I think you should build one out so you can get some more design and architecture ideas.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. I do have a Pinterest page.
Okay.
But I don't spend a lot of time on it. I might have to do that.
All right. When I'm looking into a new house, I would definitely go to the Greg Jennings Pinterest board. Secondly, do you have a drone, like a camera drone?
Oh my, Jensen, you just pierced me in the heart.
What, did you crash one?
No, I have not. I do have a drone.
Okay.
And I pulled it out, well, maybe last week, and it won't take flight.
Oh.
Like, it's reading no image transmission signal. Like, and I'm just racking my brain on what is going on. I'm going to try to call one of these drone experts and try to see if they can walk me through it. I've tried everything, and I haven't been able to get it to take flight. It's been grounded for a while now. So, yeah.
It's serendipitous that I would even ask about it. Hopefully, just mentioning it will bring it back into your life, because I think it's perfect for the times, and your house could use a good drone shot. I would love to see it.
Absolutely.
Good. Lastly, I want to suggest this. No one is going to wear jeans again. I don't see it ever happening. Maybe dress pants if we're forced. I'm telling you now, jeans are of the past. Why would we ever go back? I mean, these soft pants I've been wearing for pretty much 8 days straight are all I can see myself going to. But we all like the look of jeans. So I'm telling you to get into the business of Greg Jeggings. These are Super Bowl champion endorsed by Greg Jennings. These are a mashup between jeans and leggings. You'll have your name all over it. It's a business on the rise. Greg Jeggings.
I love it.
I mean, you already have Queen Anna clothing store to sell them in North Loop.
Fact. Very true.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Greg, for talking to me, and I wish you and your family total health and safety and all sorts of possible date nights coming up. I really appreciate the time.
Jensen, it was a pleasure. Take care of that baby.
I will. The No Sports Report is produced and distributed by Treefort Media. The show is executive produced by Kelly Garner, Lisa Ammerman, and me, Jensen Carton. Our series producer is Matthew Kugler. Tom Monahan is our senior audio engineer and sound supervisor, with additional production help from Tim Schauer, June Rosen, and Haley Mandelberg, with production and editing by Jasper Leek. Our theme music is composed by Spielkus. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please subscribe, rate us, and review us on Apple Podcasts. You have nothing else to do. Send it to your friends, tweet, share, post about it, do whatever you can. And please visit feedingamerica.org. And if you're able to make a donation, any amount will help make a difference. And you can learn more about other ways to help on their website. For more information on the No Sports Report, links to the socials, and for our show transcripts for the hearing impaired listeners, please go to treefort.fm. Be safe and be well. The No Sports Report is a production of iHeartRadio and Treefort Media. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.